Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Marilyn Singleton is here. Dr. Singleton is a new friend. She's a board-certified anesthesiologist, recently retired. And she's also an attorney. We love her anyway. And she is here to talk to us about something that she says, you're old, you're sick, get over it. And small business, baby boomers, you're learning that real quick, aren't they, Dr. Singleton?
Well, first of all, good morning, and thank you for having me on the show.
You're always welcome here.
Well, I tell you, this is getting old is no fun, but we all want to stay healthy.
My mother, before she died at 91, said it's not for sissies.
It's so true. And this talking about Medicare is so important because it's something we really don't know that much about other than commercials on television featuring good-looking old folks getting a secondary policy.
Right.
What do you really know about the system and how basically there's a lot of hidden traps and we need to know the traps before you get involved?
Well, the reason this is such an important topic right now is because there are tens of millions of baby boomers in this category, and millions of them are business owners in their 60s, and they're either already are or are coming up on Medicare age, which is 65. Medicare, which in folks, tell them, in case they're confused, tell them what Medicare is, Dr. Singleton.
Okay. Now, Medicare is the government's health insurance program for people who are disabled, have renal failure, or over 65.
Right.
And you have to remember that because, you know, you can get Social Security at 62, but you can't get Medicare
right.
at 62.
Right. And that's not your, and it's different from your retirement age, which for most boomers now retiring, that age is 66. So it's
right.
a different year
yes,
from your Social Security retirement age. The two programs are connected, but they're not the same. And so at 65, you basically have to sign up for Medicare, don't you?
Medicare Part A, that's the part that covers hospital, and you're automatically signed up with that.
Yep.
And
you've been paying for that for years, haven't you?
Absolutely. That comes out. That's what 2.5%
comes out
of your income taxes.
So congratulations, you've been paying for that, and you get that for nothing, right? Except you do have to pay taxes on the benefit, but then what's next?
So the thing to remember about the Medicare Part A is that when that card comes in the mail, that you must take it, or you can disenroll, but you have to think about it right there on the spot, because if you keep on collecting your Social Security, then they'll take the Social Security away
wow.
if you remove yourself from Part A.
So you might as well go ahead. Nobody, even billionaires, subscribe to go ahead and take the Part A card. Why not?
Take the Part A.
Yeah.
Well, one of the problems is there's no alternative really right now for seniors to not take the Part A.
Mm-hmm.
They basically made it so seniors can't get any sort of insurance, and with the Affordable Care Act, they eliminated catastrophic health insurance policies for people who
So if you wanted to have your you wanted to have a parallel insurance program, could you do that?
You could. I mean, you can buy insurance, but as it is now, the rates for people over 65 are outrageous. You know,
and if you're rich enough to afford those rates, you just self-insure, right?
Right, exactly.
For most people. So, one of the things that I think a lot of people are going to get shocked about about Medicare is when they get to that age, they're going to find out about all the different parts, right? You said Part A is the hospital, Part B is doctors, is that right?
Yes.
And that's all part Medicaid. That's all paid for too, for the most part. And then Part C and D, that's the advantage that you pay for, right? You pay separate
part
for that.
Part C is Medicare Advantage, and Part D is the pharmacy, the pills
and medicine. Yeah, mm-hmm. And so you can elect to choose that or not. It's a good deal, basically. Those two programs are pretty good deal insurance. But if you're a small business owner, you're at a disadvantage, aren't you, over, say, an employee, aren't you?
Well, you are to a certain extent, just once that the premiums are graded on your income, which a lot of people don't realize.
Pay attention to this, boomers. If you're about to become 65 and you have a small business that's profitable, and your spouse has income and you file jointly, pay attention to what Dr. Singleton is about to say. Go ahead.
The premiums are based on the total income for the family. So even if one spouse, even though they earn their money separately and have their own retirement or
yep.
whatever, and they can be in a different life space than you are, that premium for that person is based on the premium of the entire income. So one person could be making money, the other person not making any money, but even the person making no money.
But if your spouse is 60 and makes a lot of money, and you turn 65 and you take a salary from your small business, but your small business also puts profit on the bottom line. Let's say that's $100,000 at the end of the year. Your premium, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Singleton, your premium for Medicare Part C and D, or Part C, I guess I should say more than likely, is going to be based on your W-2 income, your spouse's W-2 income, or whatever other income they have, might be passive income, plus whatever your S-Corp company spins off to you.
It's whatever money you get.
And your premium is based on that.
Yes, indeed it is.
So your premium for Medicare could be hundreds of dollars a month.
It could be. Now, there's a certain cap to it.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk to Dr. Marilyn Singleton more about this after these messages, including the hospice situation. Stay with us. I can't imagine
any. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.